good morning. A Thursday morning, our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. How about this, Alan? Former longtime mayor of North Adams, Massachusetts, getting back into politics. John Barrett, he served from 1985 through 2009. He is taken out nominating papers for mayor and joins a field that also includes his successor, incumbent Richard Alkenbright.
Well, you know, North Adams is a very interesting city. It's had its troubles, no two ways about it, but they have been able to do all kinds of amazing things. After all, they've got the Mass College of Liberal Arts. They've got Mass MoCA, one of the largest contemporary arts venues in the world. There's now talk of Thomas Krebs setting up another one at the airport there, which will be yet another draw for the city. Look, it's going to take a while to come back. I've always liked the mayor, John Barrett, a lot. I find him to be a very interesting guy who has a real sense of what is needed in his town. But he stayed too long and he got, you know, thrown out by Mr. Alkenbright, the present mayor. But somebody must sense something because there's a whole slew of people who are running for mayor against the contemporary mayor. And now you see people, according to John Barrett, urging him to run again. So he's sort of playing a little coy. He said, well, he's taken out the papers. He's done what he's been asked to do. We'll see if he runs again. There was a time in which we used to have an awful lot of fun with him and call him mayor for life. And turns out nobody's mayor for life. Nobody's anything for life. So there you go. It's exciting prospect to see John Barrett getting back in.
Let's stay with Massachusetts for just a second, Alan, and thinking in terms of the western part of the state versus the eastern part of the state.
Yeah.
Of course, we have Republican Governor Charlie Baker. Any sense in your conversations with folks in the western part of the state whether he's been responding to the needs here?
Well, I think Charlie Baker is a very smart man, and he has understood that to be a Republican in Massachusetts, particularly in the ever-increasing Democratic part of Massachusetts, Western Massachusetts, that you have to be more Democratic than philosophically Republican. The Democrats just reminded him of that and overrode a whole bunch of his vetoes on some of the things in the state budget. He has shown himself to be a nice guy, an amenable guy in the tradition of so many of the Republican governors who have ruled briefly in Massachusetts, including Mitt Romney and some of his other types. But if he starts to become Republican heavy, I have a feeling that that's the end for him. Anyway, I don't sense in my goings around in Western Massachusetts, however limited that may be, that anybody has anything against this guy. No, indeed.
Hearing about China's economy and the devaluation and a headline which says China's rising distress over its economy, increasing concerns about that.
Well, look, China's a dictatorship. Let's face it. You have a change in leadership every so often. Nevertheless, if they want to do something, they just do it. They want to grab some islands, they grab the islands. They want to start up with a neighbor, they start up with a neighbor. They have fewer constraints than a properly balanced political system like the United States, where you have a Congress, you have different parties, you have people all together yelling at each other in a way that most Americans see as non-productive. And yet, you see the other side of it when you see a dictatorship. Now, in the case of the yuan and lowering the rates, look, this is an act of aggression towards the United States. They're saying we're going to make our stuff so cheap that people will have to buy it over here, and that will raise the rate of growth for China, and it will. Nevertheless, you see around the world the stock markets reacting to this in a very scary way. So it could be that this is the very thing that will set off the world into some kind of recession hyphen depression.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Welcome, David.